episode 4 of The Rift, July 19th, 2010. My name is Erythian.
And I'm Desicus.
So, Desi, what have you been doing this week?
Besides trying to get myself concussion cleaning? Working.
Working, just working?
Yeah, with my minor concussion.
You still got lump on your head?
Yeah, I do, actually. Nice solid bruise, I can feel it. What have you been up to?
Well, first of all, I apologize. I forgot to thank two of my friends, Faylor and Gorma, for helping me with their amazing amounts of patience and know-how with the site redesign last week. So thank you, guys. But otherwise, I've had a really nice and non-hectic week this week. It's been different.
That's a change for you.
I know. So anyway, moving on to Rift. This week has seen a really nice dose of news that fills our hungry little hearts. It's been a really good week for us, I think.
Some of the most exciting news has been that at Gamescom in Cologne, Germany in August, they will be releasing the third Guardian Race.
That's good for us, because you know where to find them. We need people to put on our hit list.
We can add them to our hit list. Yeah, I agree. Though the Guardians will probably be happy about it.
Yeah, because then they'll know their third race.
Yeah.
So also at Gamescom and PAX, which is in Seattle in September, will feature a playable Rift demo.
Ooh, I wish we could go. We can't go with the people visiting from far, far away.
Yeah, 8,500 miles is a little bit to travel.
I don't think they would feel appreciated.
Yeah, I think my mum would like to see games a games convention. I don't think she'd be overly happy. But one day, Desi and I will.
Yes, we do plan in the future to go to some conventions. And on back to Rift.
On Monday the 12th, just this Monday gone, 10 Ton Hammer posted a great interview with Scott Hartzman about callings and classes. Scott expanded on a few things that we already knew. Multiple and not dual specs, though. It's not just two specs that you'll be able to save. There are multiple specs you'll be able to save. He also touched on his own opinion of balancing the game, which was rather refreshing, so it's a great read, and we'll have that link up as well.
There's also been a brief article on Games Radar about Rift, although it didn't actually give us any information we haven't already heard.
Yeah.
It did provide yet another avenue through which players can find out about the game, though.
Yeah, and we'll have another link to that, too.
Definitely.
MMO Gamer had a really good interview with Abby and Russ. I think it was done a few weeks ago, but they just posted it on the 15th. And it's a really nice way to see how Abby and Russ actually view the community. Take a good read through it. You might find a couple of hints about things like, oh, maybe a new race, maybe, if you read it carefully.
Also this week, the Rift Plains of Talara comic got released. There will be 4 issues of this, the first to be released in fall 2010.
Yeah, I've already ordered my copy. Pre-ordered it, because it doesn't come out till September, actually.
She was actually fangirling about it the other day, and I don't know.
Alone.
It looks interesting.
It definitely does. Interesting. It's got Asher in it, I think.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, looks like Asher.
We get to see more stories. That'll be fun.
I like that. There's an interview about it at Newsrama, and it can be ordered. We'll put the link up on the site for both of those, so
UK PC Gamer has some great new screenshots we've not seen before, and although the article doesn't give us much new, it's still a good read, and it touches on 5-man grouping.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of 6-man groups myself.
Honestly, I've played both. Not much experience with it, but 6-man just makes more sense for me because of my friends.
So you have more friends in
the group.
It's
more convenient, yeah. I'm like,
I mean, it makes sense to me, but the reasoning Scott Hartzman gives for the 5-man grouping makes sense too, in a way. I mean, 5-man groups, he said 5-man groups are being chosen so people don't always bring 2 tanks, 2 healers, and 2 DPS. They're hoping people will bring 1 tank, 1 heal, and 3 of another type. Yeah.
Makes sense. In theory, this sounds like a good idea. However, in practice, it's sad to say there will be still groups who insist on bringing a backup on or second healer. Or tank.
Yeah, they will. It's just the nature of how people will play the game. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all for
it's how they're
used one
to
tank.
It.
One tank, Desi. Yeah. We're all for one tank.
Thank you. I think you're aiming that at me, aren't you?
Just a little.
I've never been a tank, though. I just try
but
and help
them out. You still tanked things.
In leather. But it's okay.
So one tank and one healer with a range of other classes would be good.
We're used to one healer, though. You're just uber healer.
I may not be playing a healer this time around. So you're all screwed, dude.
It's
seriously.
Okay. I'm wearing plate this time. So we should be good.
The one problem I have with the 5-man grouping, and it's definitely a personal preference, is that they've told us what multi-groups will be. There'll be 5, 10, or 20 players, which is 1, 2, or 4 groups, which is definitely manageable, mm-hmm. but I used to like the 40-man raids in WoW, or, you know, EQ2 72-man raids, which
this,
is a little...
This just sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
I just remember in WoW when me and a friend, we took on a, what was it, a 40-level raid boss?
A 40-man raid boss, but you were 80, so
but
that
we were so proud of it.
Count anymore.
We were proud of it, okay?
We were proud of you, too.
I was psyched for the rest of the day, because I didn't know what I killed.
Yeah, I don't think 72-man is viable anymore, mm-hmm. but I think, like, maybe 30 or 40-man should be doable. Give us bigger raids, maybe in the future.
I think it'd be something interesting to look at, even if it's just, like, that sporadic rare spawn, yeah. even. Just, hey, this guy drops loot.
I like loot.
Me too.
Now, don't forget to look up the IRC chat from Friday. IRC had Brian Clark, who is the lead environment artist, and he answered a heap of questions, and they can all be found at Talara Central, like usual.
Of course, don't forget that Talarapedia has all the information we get cataloged for nice, easy reference. If you're up to helping with the wiki and would like to contribute, it's a great fan project to assist with.
Yep, looks great, easy to navigate. Today, we have two wonderful guests. I'd just like to remind everyone that we do use Skype to record our interviews. And when we have a dev with us, we're usually on stringent time constraints. We don't have time for retakes generally. And we apologize for any interferences that might be in there because we do our best to mitigate them. And now we will introduce our guests.
So Abby is here with us again. Hi, Abby.
Hi, it's so nice to be here. You guys are always such fun to hang around with.
Aww. Thank you. And we'd also like to welcome today Larry Bowles, who is a content designer working on the Rifts themselves. He's going to answer some questions about them and how they work. Welcome, Larry.
Hello, nice to meet you all.
Great nice to have to you with you. Us.
All right, on to the questions. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you came to work at Tryon?
Okay, sure. I used to work at Mythic Entertainment, now EA Mythic. I believe they recently changed their name again. I used to work on Warhammer Online. I was developing PQs, holiday events, and I got into MMOs back in the day playing Ultima Online. I'm sure lots of people have fond memories of that. And then it really hit home with me back when I was starting to play Dark Age of Camelot, since that was my first real big PvP MMO, which I've always been a big PvP fan.
Yes.
So everything from then has pretty much just led me up to be interested in the industry and working my way up.
Oh, great. So which Rift of the ones you can tell us about is your favorite? Or even the ones you can't tell us about is your favorite?
Well, it's not been released yet, but I think you'll really enjoy the RFs when they come out.
Oh. Alrighty. What aspect of the game is your favorite? That you can tell us without getting in trouble.
Oh, sure. The class system. It's really fun. You can play any class, you know, purely in standalone, but they get better when you mix other classes in.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so now we're going to get on to questions about the rifts. How do the rifts actually work? You know, like triggering them versus a rift's natural occurrence? What are the benefits and drawbacks of each?
Okay, well, the rifts begin the game on their own as tears, which are rips essentially in the fabric of the word. The ward. The ward is the shell which protects the world from planar incursion. And it's wearing down now. And, of course, all the entities in the other planes, influenced by the various dragons, of course, are trying to break in and make their influence known. Mm-hmm. On their own, they will appear most often as what we like to call minor rifts, which are just small little events that appear in the world that a single or a small group of players can handle. There are other larger ones that players can, you know, encounter as well. Although those are generally something that players will be able to trigger on their own. So you won't be just randomly walking into a large group encounter. Just,
Woo, I live. When you say enter a rift, do you mean simply entering into the area the rift occupies or running into the eye of the rift as in an instance?
Well, right now, when you enter into the area of a rift, you're walking over the planscape or the landscape that's been warped and changed by the planar influence. The monsters in the area won't be able to escape from it, and they'll also be affected. Mm-hmm. The rifts are essentially the focal point of the game, so we're trying to think of different and new ways to make their presence and gameplay felt and keep it fresh. But generally, you're going to be entering the area they affect as opposed to entering them at the moment.
Oh, thank you.
When your character enters a rift encounter, we have seen that they are automatically given objectives. Are these objectives in the form of quests or just a counter-type mechanic for the current stage? And if they are quests that reward experience, besides the XP from the mobs, are they balanced more or less like typical NPC quests?
Well, there are different quests you can get in the game, and one of them does have you specifically seek out a rift in order to complete them. But they're separate from the rift itself and are not required to participate. The rifts have objectives that are shared to all the players in their area so that any kills or any objectives completed will be updated to everyone. This doesn't mean necessarily that a single person can sit in the rift and sit there AFK and get a reward for it.
I like that
idea.
Yeah, we do have a method of tracking how you're performing, and we'll adjust any reward or bonus you get accordingly.
Excellent. What about while people are leveling? Will the higher level areas be overrun when we get there, since no one can take care of the higher level area rifts while the game's new?
Well, Melforge and those dragons are trying to constantly break through the ward that protects Talara, and we want the players to feel like they're part of the system. And we don't want players to ignore the planar threat, because we want there to be real consequences and repercussions of doing so. But we also want the players to be rewarded when they do handle the encounters. So for handling the higher ones, we're still discussing how exactly to handle that, and we'll address that at a later time. But for now, we want there to be a nice balance between addressing the events of the rifts as opposed to just letting them sit.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much. Okay, now, rifts are said to be dynamic to support solo and group play. Is there a benefit to grouping in these rifts, like in a ready-made group? Do the players get a contribution bonus for working as a form team? Or is the bonus merely being able to complete the rift faster and completely?
Well, like I kind of mentioned earlier, most of the rifts that you will encounter are just small fractures in the ward. And, of course, they're more balanced for just single or small amounts of people. They have a core set of objectives that you should be able to find your way to complete. If you're skilled or you have help from others, though, there's a chance to be able to push it into an unstable state where the planar energy starts to flood out as it nears its collapsing. And these unstable states you can think of as kind of like an extra stage. And you'll be able to push it a little beyond what you normally could. And you'll be able to get fabulous prizes for doing so.
Kind of like a bonus stage.
Exactly. But we really don't think there'll be any solo players who'll be able to last very long in those. You'll be able to get a definite bonus for partying up with others for that.
And does the rift adapt to the range levels that are at a rift and therefore become more difficult? Or is the difficulty level stagnant dependent on the zone it's in?
Well, we would like to try and make sure that as you're playing through the game, that you will find content roughly applicable for your level. Mm-hmm. So you'll tend to find that most of the encounters you'll come across will be about the area of other things that you will in that play area.
Excellent.
In any circumstances, will a rift produce a raid force necessary monster, making it possible for solo group and larger groups to be catered for? What sort of mechanics are in place to alert people of a raid rift, or will they be completely random as well?
Oh, we've definitely been thinking about how to balance raids, rifts for the raid. Multi-group encounters are personally one of my most enjoyable aspects because they really push forward the social aspect of the game. And we're still working on higher-end rift design, but we'll be talking about that more at a later time.
Oh, good. Now, how do the rifts fit into the leveling scheme of things? Are they a viable source for the players to level with?
Oh, definitely. We expect a player as they're adventuring through the game to always have a nice mix of sources of experience. Normal quests and rifts will definitely be a portion of that.
Well, that's good to know. Okay, will rifts still be an integral and necessary part of the game for people who have reached max level, a viable option for max level items?
Oh, definitely. We're playing around with the ideas for different types of goodies you can get from a rifts, and we expect those to be something you'll want in all aspects of the game, at all levels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still under work at the moment, so I really can't spend much on that.
Damn.
The lore behind the rifts says that dragons are of different strengths. Example, Regulus is the strongest. Does this mean Rift difficulty is associated with the type of Rift?
Well, Metalforge is a major part of the game, as well as Regulus and all the other dragons. Mm-hmm. But they don't necessarily have a hierarchy. Pretty much all the dragons are trying to make their influence felt on Talara in one way or another. So they're kind of competing. So there is no one player aspect which is definitively more strong than another.
Okay. How often can players expect to be able to partake in a Rift? Are they once a day random events, once an hour, every 3 minutes?
Well, we're trying to play around with the system to make it feel a bit more dynamic and all be able to experience those all over the game. Mm-hmm. We want them to be a pretty frequent amount, but not so frequent that it becomes boring. Yeah. So we're still playing around with balancing that at the moment.
Okay.
Rifts are openings to other planes. Is there any work being done between the Rifts team and the crafting team, such as rare materials only spawning within certain types?
Well, again, we're working to have a lot of goodies from the Rifts, but that's also still under works. So I really can't expand on it.
Top secret.
Okay. When some people first see the Rift system, they're bound to compare it to Warhammer's public quests. How do you feel the Rift system compares or contrasts with Warhammer's public quest system?
Sure. The public quests in Warhammer, they were large events that did a great job of telling story, but they kind of suffered in that they were balanced for a particular expected amount of people to handle them. Mm-hmm. So if you had too few or too many, it was lackluster.
Yeah.
And the PQs themselves were also static. You knew exactly where they would be all the time. So they weren't really that exciting. With the Rift system, we designed it to cater to individual and group play, and they're ran by its own system. So it's not just simple reset timers. And because of that, we think it could provide a truly dynamic play environment. You should be able to go into a Rift event and have fun without having to worry that you won't be able to enjoy the time you spend in it.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the most challenging aspect of your job as a content designer?
Well, for me, it's easy to get bogged down and trying to do a design that tosses too many features at than what it really needs. Ultimately, it's my job to make sure that the content's fun and engaging, and sometimes that's better realized with keeping things a little more simple and straightforward.
Now, what about building the Rift system have you found most surprising?
The Rift system, at first, it wasn't immediately apparent to me that it was going to be as flexible as it ended up becoming. And after getting down and dirty with the system for a while now, I pretty much found out that it has a lot of opportunities for expansion. And it can really push the dynamic content system pretty much to the fore.
I like. How do you feel the introduction of dynamic content will change the MMO genre?
Okay. Pretty much ever since the first Virtual Worlds, and we're going back to the days of MUDs, even going further, or just going to more recent stuff like Ultima Online, EverQuest, etc. We've been pretty much always trying to make a virtual world, and not just to make it its own little nice world, but something that you can really find yourself immersed in, lose an entire weekend within. And we've been pushing for years in the genre of trying to make that world become more alive. I mean, I'm sure everyone remembers the days of NPCs just standing around doing nothing, and that's pretty much the end of it. I think dynamic content that we're pioneering here goes a long way to really enhancing that, because it mimics those unique and emergent events that happen in normal everyday life.
Yeah.
And the genre has a long ways to go before we can get completely virtual worlds, but this is a gigantic step in that direction.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Well, now we come to the important questions. Now, why do rifts have tentacles?
Well, not all of them do. But in the case of the Death Rift, which I'm sure many people remember from E3 pictures.
Very much so.
Yeah, in his physical form, Regulus is a dragon, but the Death Rift is more than just Regulus trying to break through himself. The entire plane of death is trying to pour through there and consume the world, and who knows what sort of horrible creatures are in there.
Interesting.
Tentacles.
All right. Can risk be used as a field goal through which to punt other players? Race excluded to protect the innocent.
As much as I would enjoy throwing some people into a rift, probably not them.
Damn. Okay, so now we have a question for Cindy.
It's very important.
It's very important.
Is it soon yet?
Is it soon yet, Cindy?
It's sooner than it was yesterday.
Good comeback.
That was a really good save. I think you did really well with that one.
You know, I know people get tired of hearing soon, but I just can't give any dates until they're set in stone. But we are working very hard towards beta here. I mean, I'm in meetings all the time where they're talking about it. And it's, I think I've said this before, right now it's not so much about a date as much as it is just making sure everything's ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But things are looking awesome. I mean, I've told you guys before, I keep losing myself playing. I had made a commitment that I would spend at least an hour an evening playing right now so that I could get to know the game and everything. And I've been spending 2 to 3 hours instead. Just last night, I was so excited. I went in and was playing in a big keep. And I kind of wandered into this place that was a little bit over my head. And I knew I wasn't supposed to be there. I didn't have any quests to be there. But it was so beautiful and so exciting that I just kept killing mobs and going in deeper and deeper and exploring and until they pretty much, you know, massacred me. But it was so worth it. And, you know, I have not had that feeling playing an MMO in a very long time. It was, I was so excited. As soon as I got off the game, I started sending messages to everyone I could find from work saying, oh my gosh, this is great. I can't wait to play this game for real.
Well, you know, our heart bleeds for your sacrifice of a few hours a night to play the game.
Well, I can't wait till you're in there with me. I mean, I think I said in the IRC chat that it's like being in a big amusement park mm-hmm. where nobody's been allowed to come in yet, you know, and you see all this great stuff and all the things you want to do with everybody, and there's just no one there yet. So I'm looking forward to beta as much as you guys are. Hey, I can't wait to have a live group to play with.
Well, we're looking forward to buying the tickets to get into the amusement park.
Yep, you're on pass.
Yep, we'll definitely do that. Well, Cindy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
And Larry, you were absolutely great. Thank you so much for coming and giving us some of your valuable time.
Thank you very much.
Well, and thank you too. You always do such a wonderful job with these podcasts. Thank you for all the work you do on them.
Oh, well, you're welcome. They're fun. We'll see you next time.
Well, we really had a lot of fun with the interview, and we really appreciate the time taken for us.
Well, we'd like to thank Curtis for his help in brainstorming questions. He's really good at doing questions, so thank you, Curtis. Now, I like that interview a lot. I think it gave us some really nice clarification. You know, you don't enter into the Rift as an instance. You enter into the area the Rift has taken over. I like the way they actually, it's kind of like having your own little, you know, invaded zone in in an open zone. Mm-hmm. So I think it was posted on one website that, and there was a little bit of confusion as to exactly what entering a Rift meant, but I for one was very happy to have that clarified for us.
Me too. So Rift objectives are gained when you enter the Rift, shared amongst everyone, so you can actually contribute each other with your kills if you have.
Yeah, and he said like they update, they update as you fight the actual Rift, which is kind of like an encounter.
So it's kind of like being in a group, it sounds like, even if you're not grouped.
Yeah, I think it keeps a track of it. Mm-hmm. It's similar to the Warhammer public quest that would just let everybody get it. It would pop up on their screen, except for these are actually dynamic and they're not just going to be at one stagnant spot the entire time.
And did you catch where you can't sit in a Rift AFK and still get the points?
I like that. I
it's
do like
gonna
that.
It's not going to update for you.
Yeah, well, I think it'll keep a track. It's not going to keep a track of any, you know, lack of contribution that you give it.
But it would kind of be obvious if you just chill in there.
Yeah, which is actually, which I'm not sure if it means this, but if you're AFK and order following somebody, then I'm going to assume that because your character isn't doing anything and you are AFK, it's not going to give you any contribution points for that
we
either.
We should ask that one.
Yeah, we might have to double check on that.
Because your character would still be moving, you'd think.
But he wouldn't be doing anything. Wouldn't be, like, killing any dead people climbing up through the ground.
And, of course, the rewards will be adjusted to your actual participation.
Which is a good thing. And we're still not sure how they're doing the adjustments, and we're not sure about exactly what they're going to be, but at least we know that if you sit AFK, you're not getting anything.
Now, this sounds really neat. There are rifts that can be pushed into an unstable state.
I like that. A, I like the word unstable.
Me too. It sounds like us.
And B, I like the thought of being able to, like, sort of nix to stop its unstable mm-hmm. state before it does something bad.
But it almost sounded like it'd be fun to get it to that state.
Well, it just does.
Having it spew stuff at you.
The more unstable the state, mm-hmm. the more people it'll take, the more mm-hmm. power to overwhelm.
The more goodies.
And the more goodies you get. It's like a big pinata.
And like he said, though, he does not believe you cannot solo it very far.
Yeah, not if it's an unstable rift.
You can start to try and solo it in its unstable state, but you're not going to get help. Very far.
Yeah.
I think you're going to get squished.
But. Yeah, just a little squished by big tentacle monsters.
Most of the time, rifts will be of the level they are in the zone of.
Yeah. So if you're like if we're at level 20 and we're, you know, accidentally venturing through a level 40 zone, we're screwed. Pretty much.
Yeah, that'd be fun to run into.
That'd be kind of cool, actually. I'm just going to this city. Oops, rift.
Hey, every now and then the game throws that in at you. You find that one rare spawn that is not your level.
Well, I'm really hoping that they mean it when they say that the rifts are going to be the levels of the zone.
Hey, we try and take it.
We try. Yes, we try. And I do like the fact that although they haven't perfected the raid rift thingies, you know, they're still aiming towards working on higher level rift designs and balancing a rift for a raid. Haven't perfected it yet, though.
Yep, but like I said, more info at a later date.
So I think one of my favorite things that he said was that we can level with the rifts. Like, it's not like you can just solo your way through all the rifts and level, but they are going to be a part of it as well as questing and stuff.
It's a pretty reliable, yeah. You have that mixed in with your quests and your other objectives in the game. It's not like, hey, there's a rift. I can actually just play with this. You get experience from it, and it helps you.
I like that. I think it will be a good thing.
Oh, and this I find fantastic for, you know, months down the line when I eventually hit max level. In the next week when you hit max level after it releases.
It'll take me more than a week.
Rifts do give you a viable source for max level items.
Yeah, I like that. Not that he could go into too much detail, but he could say that they will be a viable option at all stages of the game. So I'm really happy with that. I think, I do think I like that. What I really like is that the type of rift is not going to affect the difficulty of it. So I think it's more based on the levels and the zones.
It's not like see a death rift run away.
Yeah.
See a death rift run away.
So next week we're actually having a little bit more of a relaxed episode. We're having a sit down with Abby. She's going to talk to us about everything from the day-to-day running of the office to how some things that we've learned about through releases applied when you're actually playing the game. So she's going to sit down and tell us what she can without getting in trouble.
It sounds exciting. I want to see a recording of life in the day of a dev.
Oh, that would be kind of cool, actually, like a little camera following them around.
Then they might have to blur out a lot of screens.
We're really looking forward to a recount of hands-on experience.
Alrighty, sadly it's that time again. Don't forget to go to the site, riftpodcast.com. We'll have all the relevant links up in our show notes post. We hope you enjoyed the podcast.
And don't forget, you can contact us by email, riftpodcast@gmail.com, through the comments or via the contact form now. Thanks to Nullum, who sent us in our first contact form, and all the commenters too. This is Arithian.
And this is Desicus.
And we hope to have you with us next week.